Mary was talking about how her mother used to call her Poppy, and she always thought that was funny, even though her friends called her Poppy. It wasn't right for her mother to know that. And Ross said, "Face it, your name is a little bit similar to Mary Poppins." You think it is or was similar?
Well, was.
Yeah.
She's Mary Poppins.
Who is? She's Poppy Mary. Mary Poppy.
Mary Poppy.
Mary Poppy McQueen.
Mom.
Mary Poppy.
I think Mary's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So do I.
Do you know that song?
It's everybody's vote. He'll go into the office and say, into the presidency. Well, he's already there, but he'll continue and say, "I can do anything. Everyone loves me." But what we're hoping is that Mondale will get enough votes that the Democrats can look at Reagan later as president and say, "Hey, you won, it's true, but you didn't win that well. There are a lot of people out there who don't like what you're doing, and you have to tame it down. You've got to do what we tell you. We're trying to represent the people, and we're trying to tell you what the people out there want." Now, Reagan won't listen if he wins too well, too easily. But if he's given a little bit of a run for it.
I'd say also Mondale still has a chance, but it's a very, very
slim. It's pretty slim. It certainly would be interesting if he won.
I'm not voting for Mondale.
Right, it'd be a real
Who are you voting for, Mark?
I'm not voting for Reagan.
Who are you going to vote for, Mark?
Mondale.
Okay. Who are you voting for vice president, Mark?
Huh?
Who are you voting for vice president?
Reagan.
Mondale's wife.
No. Geraldine Ferraro? Or?
Mondale. I'm always voting for
Mrs. Mondale. Mrs. Mondale.
I'm always going to vote for Mondale.
Mrs. Mondale.
Oh, Mrs.
Is not. Married to Mondale.
But she's not going to be vice president.
Geraldine Ferraro, that other woman.
Is
she's
right
married to what's his name? Joe.
Sicaro.
Diane Sicaro. She has her own husband and kids. Right. They're two different families.
And then there's Bush. You know about Bush?
That's Reagan's vice president.
No way, not him. No,
Ross doesn't want to vote for a Bush.
I'll bet you if Bush ran against Mondale.
I don't know if that's true.
No. I'm not saying that Bush isn't
People
good.
People think that Bush would look a lot better.
Than Reagan.
No, than Mondale.
I just sort of think that somehow Bush would lose it. I mean, stupidity has to win out.
Yeah.
Somehow stupidity has to win out.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what they were saying, some people were saying, was that Bush has basically blown it for 86.
I think that happens whenever they do this hatchet man machine. It's a real mistake.
They call them pom-pom leader.
It's a real mistake. Yeah, Dole did that too. Mark said, "You didn't put sugar in this, so I'm," which is his first use of a contraction in that position, whatever you call that position. First use of I'm, so I'm in that way. He obviously says I'm going and things like that, but he never says so I'm at the end.
Slime.
By the way, that's an error, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Mark, you ready to sing Drunken Sailor?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Remember, what shall we do? Go ahead. Ready?
What
go.
Shall we do with Drunken Sailor? What shall we do with Drunken Sailor? What shall we do with Drunken Sailor? Early in the morning. When up she rises, early in the morning. And the mambo till we sober, put him in mambo till we sober, put him in mambo till we sober, early in the morning. When up she rises, early in the morning. Put them in the brick and bread and water, early in the morning.
That's what we do with a drunken sailor,
early in the morning.
Thanks, Mark. Ross, what the sailor has to climb up on a frigate. And he says, I'll get it. Don't tell me. Don't help me. Is it the pole you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Or the...
That pole.
What about the soft pole?
The basket look for land with.
Oh, I know what that is called. But do you know what the soft cloth is called?
What?
On the boat? On the pole. They have
part of the name of the boat.
The soft
cloth.
What?
Flaps in the wind. What is that called?
You mean flag?
There's a flag.
Yeah, they look like flags.
But what about
the white ones,
the big ones? What are those called?
Makes the boat go.
Sails!
That's the sails. Okay, we know what the sails are. Okay. Now the sails are on what?
The pole.
The pole.
What's the pole called, Miss Center? Don't help him, Mom.
No.
Almost.
Ma?
Yeah. You helping him, Mom? Mom helped.
No.
Mom helped. Mast. It's called the mast. You were trying to think of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know what the little thing up top, where at the top of the mast?
No.
It's a flag.
It's called the mainsail. It's the top of the mainsail with the mast of the mainsail.
Does
it
have the...
And there's a little basket. You know what that's called?
A little basket.
You know what's up there in
where the
very top
is.
Where the lookout sits? You know what that's called?
Look.
It's somebody's nest.
Who's
crow's
nest? Oh, Mom, you were supposed to let Ross try it.
Well, why would he know?
It's a crow's nest. That's
Do crows go up there?
Sure. Who else can fly up that high? That's the crow's
crows
nest.
Crows don't fly on the ocean.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, they call it a crow's nest anyway.
Well, maybe they do in the North Sea, my dear.
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, I know another kind of boat.
Okay.
Ice cracker.
An ice breaker.
Yeah, an ice breaker.
Okay, and how about something that pulls other boats?
Tugboat.
Good.
You know why sailors get drunk?
Why?
You know, bored.
Okay. Now, what are the horrible things that happen to sailors? What's the worst thing that can happen to a sailor?
Get drunk, starve.
No, what kind of weather? What kind of weather can happen?
There can be a storm.
And then what happens? Tell Marty, tell us what happens if
there's... The waves.
Wait, Mark, tell. Mark, tell us what happens if there's a storm.
Lightning might hit Adam.
Yeah, and what else?
They'll die.
What about the big waves?
They'll knock them over and they'll drown.
Right, okay. And what else do they... What if they
and
don't
then
get
they'll die.
Overboard.
Okay, and what if they don't get knocked over? How do their tummies feel? What, Mark?
Ugh.
Because why?
I know.
No, wait, Mark.
Because the waves knock the tummy a little in.
Shook it like
and there's
because
it's like in a roller.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
They feel like they're gonna throw up.
Okay, let's give Marky another one question. And you keep out of this one, okay? What if these sandwiches are very bad and they start stealing from other people?
I know.
No, don't you tell. They go off and they...
I know.
Yeah, what are they called then?
They go off and they...
steal from other ships.
Steal... of course they say that.
Then what are they called?
Steal from other ships that are called,
What kind of a ship
What kind of sailors do we call the ones that are bad and steal from other people?
And they have skull and crossbones.
Skull and crossbones.
Pirate boat.
Right, very good. And what do pirates wear?
I know. Pirate hats.
Good.
Oh, yeah, they wear burnouses.
And what else do they wear?
A patch on the ass.
Okay, what else do they have on their skin? What do pirates... this is Marty Stern. What do they have on their skin? What do pirates have?
Dark clothes.
And what else? Like real on right on their skin. Right on their skin. What do they have? You'll never do.
I know.
Don't you tell.
A stuff.
Huh? A tattoo.
A tattoo.
I was about to say that.
Okay, what kind of tattoos?
They also have scars.
Scars. Well, how do they get their... I want Marky to tell us. Now, if you answer this one, you're finished. You'll be out of the game. How do they get their scars on their body?
Tie it.
No, think of how else do you get a scar? How else do you get scars?
Well, they use.
Marty's going to tell me. What? What happens to them?
Starts at the end.
What happens? Tell me an example.
What's that mean?
What does that mean in words?
What does mean?
You have to
use them. I know.
Right,
no,
what kinds of things do they use?
He means knives.
Knives.
He uses, yeah, that's what
they mean. They fight.
They fight with knives, right? It doesn't mean that it begins with a K. K-N-I-F-E is a knife.
And people have to have their neck
off. And can girls be soldiers? Can girls be sailors?
Pirates, the leader.
The leader of the pirate band was a girl?
Once.
Peter Pan.
No,
that's funny, you know.
No, in Raggedy
Ann. There aren't very many women sailors.
Yeah,
there are women.
You know, in Raggedy Ann.
Right. Women aren't sailors, honey. They almost aren't sailors. They could be, but
they could be, but
the other men won't let them. The men won't let them be.
Why not?
Because they'll boom like that. Now, what happens when a drunken sailor gets drunk? First of all, what happens to him? What? Yeah. What else happens to him? Mark's turn. What does he do?
He throws up.
Throws up, and what else?
He blows up.
Yeah. What else? No, okay. Ross's turn.
He gets drunk and he gets crazy and kills his friends.
With what?
With knives, guns. Get some bites,
Okay.
Makes
now,
trouble.
Do you children want to be drunken sailors?
No.
So what do we do with them? Okay. And what is a brig? Now, what is a brig? Do you know what a brig is? A brig. Do you know
brig?
Brig. Put them in the brig on bread and water. What is a brig? What is a brig?
Diet something.
No.
It's
a place
like
with
a,
bars.
It's like a...
it is?
Well,
I thought you threw them in the bilge.
Bilge, it's in the brig.
You
know what the brig is? What is the brig, Mark? On board the ship, they have a little bitty prison.
I know.
Okay.
What you doing, Ross? No, don't do that. You'll take over what you already have.
Okay. Does everybody understand about sailors now?
Okay, I said, Mark, you're the fastest child in the morning. Or something like that. And Ross was upstairs complaining about how he couldn't button his overalls. And Mark said, that's because his overalls doesn't fit me.
Yes, Mark, did you get all of Ross's money? He said, well, I said, did you get Ross's money? He said, well, I keeped him $1. Is that right, Mark?
Okay.
What does that mean?
I got some of his money and they gave back his dollar.
I see. Not very small. I said, Mark, do you want a pillow? And he said, well, yeah, but that's the thing that made me slip. And I said, uh-huh, there wasn't even a pillow on that chair. And he said, uh-huh.
There was a pillow on this chair, so.
Dear tape recorder, there was no pillow on that chair.
The stuff.
What?
I don't have enough to put it all on the stuff.
Oh, yeah?
No. Well, just one more piece.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad you're going to have to put the other pieces of sugar in this can of sugar.
Well, I'll give you more sugar later, okay?
Okay.
Is this all mine? Ross came down and said that his gate teacher, Ross is having punishment today because he had leftovers at school, these leftover homework, and he came home and he said, well, I did one good thing today. My teacher really liked my song at gate. And I said, yeah, it's too bad. Today would have been a reward day if you hadn't had those leftovers, but we can't have rewards on a punishment day. And then you said, what else? I did one other good thing today, right?
That I didn't get paid for.
What was that?
I wore Mom's furry pants that she made in all of bumpers about nobody wearing them.
Yeah, right. You always whimper about that, Mom?
She used to.
You better stop that whimpering, Mom. Would you like some pee?
Pee?
That's another good thing, Mom.
You're being so good today, and it's a punishment day. But you know that on a punishment day, you have to be good, because if you're not, then things could get worse, right? That's why kids who are getting punishments are always in really the best behavior, because they know that if they're not, if they step out of line a little bit more, then their punishment could get worse. And they don't even want to think about that because it's already bad enough.
I don't want to think about having to be using winding up more stereos for Mark.
Well, you know what?
He's getting one for sure.
I think that Ross should finish up his work tonight.
You better get on your work, yeah.
Oh, no, we should eat.
Oh, Ross, what are you going to have for dinner?
Are you hungry?
Let's see how good you really are. Let's see if you really do what your parents tell you to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Father says, Ross, would you please eat some dinner?
What about some Cheerios?
I thought I could have the Cheerios.
How about peanut butter sandwich?
Well, I did, but you waited for so long.
Can I have some more Raven Blanco?
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for you to finish up the apple so you could do it.
About 2 hours ago, I gave him an apple and promised him a cookie. If he finished the apple, he finished the apple.
Well, he should have some real dinner. I don't think he should be bargaining. Boy, who's on a punishment day.
Hey, can I have some grass, too?
Yeah.
Sprouts.
A boy who's on a punishment day just does everything he's told to, and he doesn't ask for
the same. Daddy doesn't. No, Daddy. No, Daddy. They have things on them. They have dressing on them, Daddy. They don't like them.
We don't like piercing.
Don't lose the grass for them.
Hey!
You're wrong.
Mama's going to bring some without the dressing on it.
Pull this grass. Where's other stuff of sugar?
Hmm?
Hold on, Mark.
What do you need?
Put sugar.
Say it again.
I need another bag of sugar.
A whole bag of it?
Sugar. And then another.
Here it comes.
The spoon of stuff.
Hold on, I'll dump it.
No, you don't. Who does this? But it was very brave of you to carry it all by yourself. What if you had dropped it?
You got it.
What if you had dropped it, Russ?
Dead meat.
Not even dead. Chopped into little pieces.
Chopped liver.
Chopped liver.
You ever seen hamburger?
What?
Take this back. What? If you drop it, you're dead meat.